Here's curator Marion Ainsworth and conservator Michael Gallagher. They're discussing the unusual support and medium of this work, which is distemper on linen. It's also unfinished. Surviving paintings on linen from Northern Europe are exceedingly rare in this period.
Well, this, of course, is a German example. Mm-hmm. But we know in the Netherlandish period that fully 40%, we know this from documentation, 40% of the paintings were made on this very fine weave canvas or linen support. And most of it, of course, has just simply disappeared. And in fact, a lot of the art that was produced on linen or canvas were really considered ephemeral. They were carried in processions, and they weren't really meant to last for a long time.
The finish of these pictures, the look of them, was always completely different from, say, if you go into the Italian 16th century canvas paintings, where you have a saturated oil paint, a surface that is quite, quite different. It's a distemper technique that's pigments mixed with glue. You don't get the depth of shadow you can get with oil. The range of tones is narrower. But what you get is this, it's a beautiful velvety quality and also a real graphic clarity to the modelling of form, to colour. The red drapery on the foreground figure, which is very well preserved, taken to quite a finish in this picture, whereas other parts have clearly were not finished. You see there that the shadows really are almost a mid-tone. They're not really, really dark, but it has a wonderful drape. The armour, the clarity of the armour there, and the red drapery of the background figure, this fantastic sense of light passing across it from the left. There really is a sort of purity to the colouring.
Of course, not at all those jewel-like effects you get with oil paint on panel.
So many of these pictures were varnished, I think possibly to try and achieve that look when they were never intended to have it.
Yeah.
And it's a really difficult job to get a varnish off something like this. The support becomes stained, it can easily be torn. So it's unusual to see distemper paintings on fine linen like this in great condition.
Just imagine something on fabric 500 years old.
Yeah, it's not doing bad for that.